The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on the program today on this Veterans Day 2019. And we honor all of our veterans. Certainly those that have given their lives in service, but those that have served our country in all branches of the military in the past, and of course those that are serving today as well. And I want to open the phone lines today so that you may pay tribute to members of your family who are veterans, or maybe those that are no longer living that were veterans. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. Now, let me give you just a little bit of notice. At the top of the hour, we will be joining our friends in Washington, D.C. again. And that means our radio audience expands considerably at the top of the hour. So I wanted to give you folks here in Columbus first chance to give me a call and give you an opportunity to honor the veterans in your family, in your life. And if you are a veteran, I would love for you to call and give me the honor of honoring you and to thank you on behalf of all of us who are not veterans. So again, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Joy and I were talking about this morning, how thankful we are for the veterans. And no, I am not a veteran. I have a really strange story. I was actually drafted twice during the Vietnam War, and it's a long story, and I've told it before, and I won't bore you with it. But twice I was told, hey, go home and wait for your orders to report. And both times they lost the paperwork. We moved in between. And by the time they finally got it all straightened out, the Vietnam War was winding down. And I was not ordered to serve. Back in the Vietnam War days, there was a lottery. And how quickly you were called up was determined by your number in the lottery. And mine was I don't remember what my number was, but it was a fairly low number. So anyway, I have enormous respect for all men and women who have served our country or are serving our country now. So, again, I'll give you an opportunity to call and honor someone in your life, someone in your family, or I would be deeply, personally honored if you are a veteran and you would call, just so that from all of us, we could thank you for your service. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. At the top of the hour, I'll give you a little bit of the history of Veterans Day, how long we've been honoring veterans on a particular day of the year, and give you just a little idea of what our freedom and our liberty has cost in human lives. It's staggering. It is staggering, the cost. So anyway, welcome to the program. Again, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I don't know that I have ever begun a program with a story about the Amish, but Joy and I have traveled a lot in Amish country. In fact, we lived in Amish country. We lived up in the Dover Sugar Creek area for a while, and we have been up there many, many, many times and have seen thousands through the years of the Amish buggies. And, of course, we have all heard of the tragic accident when a speeding car and an Amish buggy come in contact with each other. It is always the buggy that suffers. And there have been many Amish killed with buggy accidents. And most of you know there are many different orders of the Amish. I think there are at least seven or more. And some are ultra, ultra, ultra conservative. And some are more moderate. And some are fairly liberal. The Amish community is not monolithic by any means. And some will allow one of those reflector plates on the back. Some actually have lights on the back. And some refuse to do anything. Well, anyway, the Ashland County Deputy Sheriff has been in discussion with the local Amish and Mennonite communities, and they have gotten several of the Amish orders to agree to install blinking red lights on the back of the buggies. Actually, they were threatened that if they didn't do it voluntarily, they would pass a law. But anyway, for those of you who travel in Amish country, I think that's good news. Joy and I have often thought, oh my goodness, we're traveling on these small roads in Amish country. We must be looking out for buggies, particularly after dark. So I think that's good news. All right. I also have more good news because we've got Joe in Columbus, and Joe is calling to honor a veteran. Joe, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. Thanks so much for calling.
Thanks, Bob. I want to honor my dad, whose also name is Joe.
Yeah?
He served in World War II. He earned a Bronze Star for bravery.
Wow.
He was reporting. It was near the Battle of the Bulge. He reported the location of a Panzer group and was shot up pretty amazingly. He had 39 holes in his Sherman helmet.
And, oh, my goodness.
Only had one small injury.
Wow.
It was amazing kind of thing. I think God, well, I guess I wouldn't be here if he hadn't survived.
Well, I got to ask, did he save the helmet?
I think so. I don't know.
Okay. I was pure curiosity on my part.
Yeah, he was caught in a crossfire of some machine gun nest, and unfortunately, his buddy was killed.
Oh.
And, Ray, but he ran back to report where they were so they could shell the place.
Wow.
and he earned the Bronze Star for that bravery.
Is your dad still?
My dad is still alive.
He is.
He turns 97 next week. So,
my goodness,
happy birthday, Dad.
You think he might be listening?
I don't think so.
No.
He doesn't listen to the radio too much. His hearing is not too good. I'm hoping the veterans will give him a new hearing aid because he's not listening very well.
Well, please share with him that all of our listeners are grateful for his service. Would you do that, please, from me and from our listeners?
You.
What is the day of his birthday? What's the date?
24th.
The 24th, and he'll be 97.
97, yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Joe, thank you so much for calling and honoring your dad. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm honored that you called. All right, God bless you, Joe. Thanks so much.
God bless you, too.
All right. Love that. 97 on the 24th. My goodness. And a Bronze Star. All right. We need to take a break. I'd love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE. Quick break, and then we'll return.
Bernie Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, there's still a lot of controversy about Kanye West. Is his conversion real? Is it genuine? Will it last? I certainly hope so. I pray so. As I have expressed many times, my concern is that if he is genuinely born again, he is a baby believer, he is a new Christian, and I am fearful that a bunch of mega churches are going to beg and plead with Kanye West to come, and instead of being discipled and given the opportunity to grow and mature as a Christian, he's going to be put out in front, and if so, that usually does not end well. So I just pray that particularly leaders of the big churches, just let him grow. Let him grow. But anyway, the American Bible Society offered free Bibles to Kanye West fans. They initially offered 1,000 Bibles back on October 30th. Because Kanye West was a part of a big meeting with a megachurch, and according to news accounts, 1,000 people raised their hands to accept Christ, and the American Bible Society said, hey, contact us, and we'll send you a free Bible. Well, so far, they have received not 1,000 requests. They have received over 6,000 requests. People who say they're Kanye West friends and or fans and want a Bible. I think that's great. And the American Bible Society says they will continue to fulfill all requests for free Bibles until November 22nd. So that is a good thing because the Word of God has power. Somebody gets a Bible in their hand and they are sincere about learning, God will use his word. So I think that's good news. Here is more good news out of Brevard County, Florida. The sheriff of Brevard County decided to rebrand their newer patrol cars. It was time to replace a bunch of their patrol cars. So, obviously the patrol cars have to be painted. They've got to have the, name of the sheriff's department, telephone number, and the insignia and so on and so forth. Well, They decided, with the newer cars, to pursue a patriotic theme. That quote was inspired by a veteran, and they would also add on the rear of the car, on the right-hand side, "In God We Trust." Well, that's the national motto. It's on our money. And it has been taken to the Supreme Court at least 3 or 4 times. Remember the atheist out in California? What was his name? Newsom? I don't know. Anyway, this has gone all the way to the Supreme Court. Well, the Freedom From Religion Foundation found out that "In God We Trust" was going to be placed on the back of the police cars. And they sent a letter to the Brevard County Sheriff's Department. The decals imply a religious test for employment and send non-religious citizens an appearance of bias. Spending taxpayer time placing religious messages on patrol cars is beyond the scope of secular government. Well, the sheriff of Brevard County said, quote, "They have a better chance of me waking up thin tomorrow morning than they do of me taking that motto off of our cars." So says Sheriff Wayne Ivey. Evidently, he is not real thin. And he said they have a better chance of him waking up thin tomorrow. He went on to say, this again is the sheriff, "I personally believe that our country is at a tipping point, and if we as strong patriotic Americans don't stand for the principles of our great nation, we are going to lose the America we all know and love. I can assure you that the proud men and women of our agency are forever unwavering in our support of the Constitution and the principles of our amazing country." First Liberty has volunteered to represent the Sheriff's Department if needed. I don't think they're going to be needed. Usually the Freedom From Religion Foundation turns tail and runs if somebody stands up to the bully. But just in case, First Liberty said, "It is absurd to think that a Florida sheriff would be acting inappropriately for posting the official mottos of both the United States and the state of Florida. This is attempt to scold a public servant for acknowledging one of the most cherished traditions in our country is shameful." So we have a sheriff's department in Florida willing to stand up to the bully. If we would see more of this, the Freedom From Religion Foundation would continue to decline in their influence. But what happens, as most of you know, so often all they have to do is write a letter, and the sheriff's department, the police department, the city, the municipality, the school district, whatever, immediately kowtows and caves in. Not so Sheriff Wayne Ivey of the Brevard County Sheriff's Department in Florida. May his tribe increase. All right, quick break, and when we come back, again, we will be joining our friends in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned. More Bob Burney Live just ahead.